A very good morning to you. Mary Fagan here with you this morning on Horizons. On the program, we have Killoora na Nóg, the gathering of teenagers in the Brandon. Salesian priest Tim Wren offers an opportunity to young people interested in going on mission. And on this Palm Sunday, we remind you of the value of Throcra. First up, welcome Bishop Ray Brown.
Mary, good morning, and good morning to all listeners to Horizons this Sunday morning. Isn't it amazing how quickly the months pass? Straight away now we're into Palm Sunday and Easter.
Absolutely.
Another milestone in the year.
We have had a wonderful response right across the diocese, in practically every parish in the diocese, to the parish consultation meetings. What happens next, Bishop Ray?
It's wonderful. 53 parishes, and the final meeting took place 2 or 3 days ago. It's amazing, and the organisation of it, and the fact that it was the people at the parish themselves that organised the meetings and chaired them and conducted them. Meetings were well attended, both in rural parishes and urban parishes. So congratulations to all, and thank you to all involved. It is a wonderful achievement. What's happening next? The actual planning group will look now to reports back and just compile them, and those will go out again to parishes. I think maybe this time to parish councils, for their reflection, for them to say, well, where do we go now? What meaning has this?
So the process has well begun, but it is a process and it's ongoing.
Yes, and it's just one step this year. It's a review, but we take one step this year, as we've taken one step each year for the past 10 years. You know, people often talk in terms of crisis and talk in terms of major changes. With voluntary groups and with groups like the church, it's gradual. And it's 1 year at a time. That's how we work. So I think for people to see it that way, we have done well in the last 10, 15 years. We've adjusted well. Laity, deacons have got more and more involved. So it's have an overall view of the next 5 years. But still, it'll be just one step this summer. That's the way we are.
We're at a very significant time of the year. This morning is Palm Sunday and we're facing into Easter. What are your thoughts this morning, Bishop Ray?
Well, my thoughts are more on the springtime. It's Palm Sunday. It's also the start of Easter holidays for the schools. They have the 2 weeks. I notice here at the cathedral that the horse chestnut tree, the leaves are beginning to come. That's the first every year, and they're always there for Easter. Here at the cathedral, here at the Bishop's House, we cut back shrubs that were overgrown after many years. 3 weeks ago, we thought they might be dead. They mightn't come this year. But in the last 10 days, they have budded. And now the start of green leaves, the magic of spring. The ordinary is extraordinary. And there's nothing as extraordinary as springtime each year, from the darkness and coldness of winter, from the wetness of recent weeks. Yet, such delicate life, such beautiful life, emerges strong. It's the mystery of the cycle of life.
There's such change as well. You can have one beautiful sunny day and you can have a day full of rain all day. It is a time of change.
Some say that has been good for Irish people, that we never take things for granted, not even the weather, and that, you know, we never assume everything would be brilliant. It is quite annoying when from a perfect day, suddenly the following day, it's heavy rains and wind again. You know, amid that, there's the ordinary and the extraordinary of nature, but equally the mystery of the ordinary. In my own family at this stage, my nieces and nephews, they're having their children, they're becoming parents, and you can see it in them. Their sense of the beauty and the power of life in the birth of a child to them. Easter brings that to us. Life doesn't end in nothingness. Our human journey, it ends in death, but death's the door to new life. Nature has new life each year. So too we believe that human life, the human journey, doesn't end in nothingness, ends in new life with God.
That is such a beautiful, hopeful, central thought at this time of the year. Now, we are facing into Holy Week and there are loads of opportunities to participate in really significant liturgical celebrations.
Beginning today, we have the Masses, the ceremonies of Holy Week, and just to think of traditions that are dear to families. especially older people, they always bring home a sprig of the palm, put it behind the picture, put it on display and let it fade, let the green go out of it there. And it's a lovely tradition with the palm. Equally, I'm always amazed, it's a beautiful tradition in Kerry of people doing the Stations of the Cross towards the second half of this week. It's amazing how many people come to the cathedral through the Stations of the Cross. There's always that special moment on Good Friday at 3 o'clock. It's almost as if life stood still for a second to honour the death of Jesus. Then we have the Paschal fire and the Easter candle and the Easter waters. Older people have a great phrase that the sun dances on Easter morning. Something is happening in creation as we remember Christ's resurrection. Jesus who walked among us once more in the fullness of his divinity, risen and with us. You know, the Easter eggs, it's all chocolate now. We might be sad to see them on sale 2 months ago. But the Easter egg again is like the little chicken out of the egg. It's new life. The new life that's symbolised by Christ rising from the dead, Christ's victory over death. Holy Week is special. It's the most important week for Christians in the year.
And last week we had Cailleadh an Óg in the Brandon, and young people gathered to present projects linked to church and religious education. And there was a special one on the cathedral, telling us all about its building and its features.
Yes.
Again, you have a beautiful liturgical celebration in the Chrism Mass coming up. Just remind people about that, Bishop Ray.
Yes, and no, congratulations to all involved. I was there at the beginning of it, and then I had to move on to a confirmation ceremony that morning. So well done to all involved. Was it 12 schools were involved this year?
Mm-hmm.
A wonderful number. The Chrism Mass is something beautiful. It's a celebration of priesthood. Bishop and priest gather together. Traditionally, it should be on the Thursday, but we've brought it forward to Tuesday to enable priests to journey to it. Otherwise, they would find difficulty getting back home for ceremonies in their own parish for Holy Thursday night. Celebration of priesthood at the service of the people of God.
That's next Tuesday, the 26th.
Yes, this Tuesday at 7 p.m. here in the cathedral. At that ceremony, the priests together renew their commitment to priesthood. And alongside that, we have the blessing and consecration of holy oils. Holy oils are used in 4 sacraments. Baptism and confirmation. Ordination of bishop and priest. And in the sacrament of the sick. People are encouraged, and people come to that from many parishes. When the priests come, they renew their holy oils. They get the fresh holy oils for the year that's ahead. It's a wonderful Mass, a wonderful coming together, a wonderful sense of the unity of the diocese. You know, it teams well with our moving forward in hope that we're together, we're alive, we're doing well, we're facing up to the challenges.
So we're looking at a very holy week, really.
Yes. The important thing is for people to participate in their own parish or here in the cathedral, wherever. There's a lovely ceremony on Thursday night, the Mass of the Lord's Supper. And maybe it's best understood, hearing the words of consecration, hearing the words of the Mass, take and eat, take and drink, my body given up for you. And that has special meaning on Holy Thursday, followed by Good Friday. Given up for you means Christ died for us. The gospel on the night is the washing of the feet. As he lived a loving life, cared for those around him, so we are called to be. The last line of that gospel, as I have washed your feet, you ought to wash one another's feet. That call for us to be Christ-like in our care for one another. Then Good Friday, what's it referring to? It's the sufferings of Jesus, his sufferings out of love for us. But I think for many people, and rightly so, it reminds them of their own sufferings. If Christ carried his cross, I carry my cross too. The cross is the difficulties that comes to us through our ordinary responsibilities, our ordinary daily living. At the heart of Good Friday is the victory of love and life over sin and death. Love and life will triumph. And that comes through on the Holy Saturday and Easter morning. Some places have a tradition of a dawn Mass on Easter Sunday morning. The sun rising, the S-U-N rising, reminds us of Christ, the Son of God, rising. They're lovely ceremonies, they're lovely days. And I just encourage people to participate.
We don't want the week to pass by people without them maybe stepping inside the church or going to the dawn Mass or whatever, savouring this special week.
Last Sunday, Many people wore the shamrock and had their St. Patrick's Day badges. They went to Mass last Sunday. It's a unique chance when Patrick's Day falls on a Sunday. Now, maybe now these days, today and the days of Holy Week and Easter, the sermon is there. We invite people to come along, join your parish, reflect on your belief in God, rejoice in God's love for us, be strengthened in your hope and trust that you can cope, that all will be well with the help of God.
Bishop Ray Brown, thank you very much for chatting to us this morning, Palm Sunday.
As we enter Holy Week, just to wish everybody well and happy Easter. Easter Sunday is one day, but then it's the Easter season, weeks when we appreciate afresh the meaning of Christ risen from the dead, revealed as our God, with us always, God in whom we trust.
Bishop Ray Brown, thank you very much.
Every blessing, Mary, to you and all.
We mentioned Killooran and Og, the gathering of teenagers from 12 different schools with a focus on their faith projects. Mercy Mount Hawk provided wonderful music throughout the day. The Climb.
I can almost see it, that dream I'm dreaming. There's a voice inside my head saying, you'll never reach it. Every step I'm taking, every move I make feels lost with no direction. My faith is shaking.
Schools presented their projects, stood in front of a crowd of young people and adults in the Brandon Conference Hall, presenting their projects about pilgrimage, about the cathedral, about their involvement in the community, and about faith. Let's chat to a few of the projects. First, presentation, Secondary School, Listowel. What are your first names?
Nicola O'Donoghue. Sheena Fogarty.
Nicola, tell us a little bit about the project that you presented at Killooran and Og.
Well, our project was mainly based on the ethos of our school and the community that we are building, and that has always kind of been there, but we're adding to it. It's kind of about how we link with our community and the importance of community to us as a school, and how we really try to get into that community, and we try our best to contribute to people, such as we were visiting Áras Fhíre nursing home. We delivered care packages for Christmas, and we also delivered St. Bridget's crosses for St. Bridget's Day, kind of contributing to people who would have contributed to Listowel itself in the past.
Lovely. Sheena, so what other projects were you involved in? You were involved in a lot of different things, as I remember.
Yeah, so the ethos is the main thing in our school, but we do have a massive student council in our school that do lots of different projects, like the green schools. The green schools are at the minute doing a really big project at the school, planting loads of trees around our school.
What are you thinking of a day like today?
I think it's a really great experience for all the girls to come and see something like this and hear about other schools and what they do to pursue their Keisha values in their school, where we get an idea how we can pursue ours when we get back to school.
Was there any project that you were really impressed by that you thought, oh, I'd love to bring that back to Listowel?
I think the one about the nursing homes, and I think we should probably try a little bit harder for the nursing homes and kind of bring them out of the nursing homes and introduce them into the community, because obviously the post-COVID-19 world, there was a lot about that, and I heard that and I was like, that's a thing now that we have to go back to, and we have to kind of make a plan and kind of elaborate on it, what we can do in our community to make these people feel better.
Workshop-wise, was there anything you particularly liked?
Excellent experience. I really liked them. Finding your faith, discovering who you are, and the KDYS team building with all the different schools is a really great experience for all of us. Friendship building, team building, excellent, excellent experience.
Would you recommend this to others?
Definitely, yeah. I think it's just a brilliant day out for the school. It really kind of sends you back thinking how grateful you are that your school is a part of the Catholic community and the Keisha community. And like to have the ethos and the values of Keisha, like it's really nice because everyone has this certain shared respect for each other, and it's very wholesome and it's very like welcoming in this community as well.
You're talking about Keisha, but some of our listeners won't know what that is. Can you explain what it is?
So it's the Catholic Education Irish Schools Trust. A big part of all the Catholic schools, I suppose, it sets the founding vision. So ours is the founding vision of Nan O'Nagle, and she really inspires us in our school to do what we do. The ethos, everything in our school is Nan O'Nagle based. And I suppose Sister Consolata and Sister Teresa, they'd be well known around in our area.
You did a lovely acknowledgement of the work of Sister Consolata.
Yeah, like Sheena interviewed her now, but Sister Consolata, she was at my communion and my confirmation when I was growing up. Like, I grew up in Listowel and I went to presentation primary as well in Listowel, and like she's always been a part of the community. Like, she does a massive bit, and she was teaching back in the convent for years as well, so it's just a massive contribution to society in Listowel.
What would you have to say to Sister Consolata?
So I interviewed Sister Consolata and it was a really great experience. I found out her life story and how much she gave to the community of Listowel. She was recently awarded the Benemerenti Medal by Pope Francis. Benemerenti stands for acquitting oneself well, and I suppose Sister Consolata was the one that was most deserving of it all in Listowel. Even though she doesn't think that she's the most deserving, she really is, and she has done a load for the town of Listowel and for the school itself. She is a role model. She's a role model to every girl that walks in the door in our school.
Well, so are the two of you, and thanks very much for chatting to me this morning, and well done.
Thank you so much.
Thanks very much.
After the break, we hear more from Cailleadh an Óg.